Hey friends, welcome back to the Gubba Podcast. I'm Gubba, a first-time homesteader following in the footsteps of my homesteading forebears. In this podcast, I talk about homesteading, prepping, and everything in between. Today, we have a very special guest, Matt, who is the founder of Cultivate Elevate, a company dedicated to promoting natural health solutions, ancient healing remedies, and holistic well-being. He is a passionate advocate for questioning mainstream narratives, researching hidden truths, and uncovering suppressed knowledge about health, history, and technology. Through his platform, Matt shares insights on topics like nutrient-dense superfoods, frequency-based healing, weather modification, and the deeper influences shaping our world. His mission is to empower individuals with knowledge that reconnects them with nature and helps them break free from systems designed to limit true wellness and awareness. So just like me, he has been repeatedly censored, but he has some good advice today to anyone who is seeking to better themselves and leave the system. He was just recently on the Wise Traditions podcast discussing climate change, peanuts, and copper. Such a fascinating episode. You should definitely check it out. And if you are curious about chemtrails, how to make sourdough bread, how to nourish yourself best through a healthy pregnancy, the Wise Traditions podcast from the Weston A. Price Foundation covers these topics and many more. It was so exciting to see Matt from Cultivate Elevate on there because it's one of my favorite podcasts. And it's all about how we can live more ancestrally in a modern world. And good health does not need to come from a pill, a prescription, a program, or a physician. It comes in ancestral health ways. So you can check out the Wise Traditions podcast on your favorite podcast platform. I think you'll love it as much as I do, and we'll find many topics that align with what Matt and I discuss today. So let's dive in. Hey, Matt, thank you so much for joining us today here on the Gubba podcast.
Thank you for having me on. I'm happy to talk about some fun topics today.
Yes, me too. Your content is filled with fun topics. So it was honestly really difficult to just narrow down a conversation for today of what we're going to be talking about, because I feel like you cover so many interesting topics that people are waking up to. And to dive right in, I feel like our listeners are on this personal journey to escape the matrix. I refer to the matrix as the system, like this conglomerate of the healthcare system, the school system, the financial system. And I share my journey of how I was able to see past this facade, wake up to the matrix. And I want to know, what was your wake up moment to the matrix where you realized that this reality that we're living isn't quite what we've been told?
So this went back probably about 2014, 2015. This was when all the weather nonsense was first beginning, you know, all these strange weather events. And in Chicago, there was a storm called a derecho, and it flooded everything within about 24 hours, and then it went away. And I sat and thought, wait, I've never seen this before. And the media Muppets were saying that this was a new term, and we have these new types of storms, and we have to get used to them. And I sat there and thought, this doesn't make any sense. I've never seen this. And this was when I was in the gym world and I was in my 20s. And they were telling me that this was something new. And I sat there and thought, okay, well, I'm going to investigate. So I started looking into the weather modification patents, the Weather Modification Act of 1976, all these weird things. And I started finding three-letter agencies which were augmenting the weather and causing all these different weather events. And then I started finding that there were government policies put in place for them to do this, and they were paying millions of dollars to change the weather. And so once that kind of started, that was kind of the beginning of it. Then I started studying the Federal Reserve. I started looking into Deborah Tavares and StopTheCrime.net. I started going through all these rabbit holes because I realized if I'm being lied to on one, I'm probably being lied to on everything else. And then through that, because we all lived through 2020, where we were all lied to millions of times, you know, I've started to realize that pretty much everything we've been told is the opposite or a lie, and we should ask questions. And that's what it's made me have, an open mind on anything. No matter what I've been told or sold, I've realized I can have an open mind and see it from a different side and ask, why am I being told that I need to do X, Y, and Z? And that goes with the climate thing, where they try to push this whole climate change narrative nonsense. And it's like, but they're changing the climate. So shouldn't we be aware of what is actually taking place? And if it goes horribly wrong, like what happened in Dubai when they flooded the whole town. So, just questions to ask on it.
What I love so much is that you had a question, like you saw the mainstream news narrative, like we all do, but something like in your mind or your soul, your body was like, hey, like that's not quite right. That's not resonating with me. So you took the next step, you went and researched it, which I encourage everyone to. But it's so interesting because people really put their feet into the ground when you mention weather modification out of all the things that people could wake up to. And I love too that you said that you're now open-minded because I've landed there as well. I feel like when you start searching for truth and you're breaking out of the matrix, like you really need to be okay with getting rid of your identity of who you thought you were because, like you mentioned, it's all a lie. And if you're being lied to about one thing, you're being probably lied to about another. And so for the listeners who are wanting to break out of the matrix, they're having these questions like you were. And they're starting to wake up and see it. But one thing that they're struggling with is how their family and their friends react, right? Because when you wake up to the matrix and everybody else is still asleep, it's shocking. It's shocking. So my question is, how did your family and friends react when you started talking about the weather or you started talking about the Federal Reserve? That's a lot.
So I've always been kind of out of the box and go against the grain. I really have never gone with the grain. So I think that then that's kind of just what it's been. And I've told my family, all the things that I've looked into and whatever. And if they take it with a grain of salt, then they take it with a grain of salt. But even with friends, I've had friends who were like, well, even during the 2020 situation, they were like, oh, that can't be. This is all safe. Wi-Fi is safe. All these devices are safe. And I sat there and thought, dude, you just look at the testing. It's tested on a plastic dummy to say that it's safe. So, through this whole thing, when you wake up through the nonsense, you meet a lot of people like yourself and other people who all are on the same wavelength. And I've started to realize that you will encounter more and more and more of those people. And there will be people who just kind of stay on the same path and they just keep believing. And I kind of sit there and think about kind of like NPCs. There's non-playable characters in our realm. And they're kind of floating around with us, and they're just engaged with us, and that's just part of this life experience. And I've realized they might have their awakening one day, or maybe they don't, and they just exist within the realm. And it's just kind of, at first when I was getting into this, and I'm sure it's happened to you, when I was getting into this, I was telling everybody. I'm just like, I would walk into the grocery store, I'd tell them they're spraying the skies, like I don't even know, whatever. But now I've started to learn if people want to learn about it or talk about this topic, then we can talk about it. Because otherwise, sometimes even trying to push it on to people aren't at the wavelength to kind of be ready to talk about that because it's a lot. Because I realize that when you're talking about these topics, you're breaking people's paradigm or their bubbles or their reality, and that can be a lot, like to take in, like, wait a minute, the weather has been augmented since the 1800s. That's a lot to take in at once. So I've kind of just taken it day by day. And at first, I used to just go at people like that. Now I'm just kind of more chalant about it.
Okay, that is some good advice because I know people are really nervous. Like, oh, if I start saying they're spraying the skies, people are going to think I'm crazy, even though I think you are crazy if you don't look up and see what's going on in the sky. So, with regards to family and friends, I like what you mentioned with like being on the same wavelength and not forcing it on people, but not being afraid to share who you are. So, what would your advice be? So, someone comes to you and they're like, hey, like, I want to wake up from the matrix. Where would you point them to look? Where would you even start looking with all of these things?
So there's four great books to start with. I mean, I think this is the most important things to kind of look into is the stuff about our germs jumping all over, technology and the Federal Reserve. I think that those are three great topics. So people can look into the book, The Contagion Myth by Dr. Tom Cowan, so they can understand that germs are not jumping all over and they don't have to be in the fear of that. Next, they can look into the book, The Invisible Rainbow by Arthur Fistenberg. It's a great book to explain technology. Outbreaks, technology outbreaks, pandemics, and all that nonsense. And then you also have all the work of Eustace Mullins. He has Murder by Injection, which is a phenomenal one. So you can understand the monopolies that are existing all around us at all times. And then also the book, The Secrets of the Federal Reserve. And those four books will change your life forever, because that's the thing. I've started to realize that there's certain books out there that are just kind of like the stepping stone to going, like just unveiling into your mind. And as you kind of see through one, then you kind of see, okay, well, they're trying to do the bird flu, money flu, pig flu of 1976 again. They're trying to do this. You can see through it, and then it advise other people or inform other people that they're just lying to us. We don't have to hurt our chickens, and we don't have to do anything like that. So I think those are four great ones to start with, and they will just change your mind forever. That's the best way to describe it. I mean, those ones really unveiled a lot with health and money and everything that we're surrounded by and the lies we've been sold.
So you're telling me they will start with those books, then eventually they're going to land on Tartaria, the Oregon Trail, the underground tubes. It's a big gateway, right? A big tunnel system.
It pretty much will, yeah, it'll start to lead you down different things. And another thing people can do is they can look at different search engines like Yandex or Presearch, even DuckDuckGo, different search engines, because Google will censor a lot of this. And Google has fine-tuned it down to even one letter. So if you type one letter wrong, like let's say Tartaria, like you said, and you put it with like a Y or an I or a different letter, you won't even find it. And this is how crazy, like, the search engines have changed in such a short amount of time, where people are searching, let's say, like weather modification, and they can't find anything because Google will block it. Yet if you go to Yandex, you type in the same thing, you get 1,000 search results in all these websites you've never seen before. So, when people are searching, you should be aware of what you're searching on, because a lot of these platforms are skewed to not give you the information that you're looking for.
That is so true. And I feel like Google is the go-to. And what's interesting, that's always told me where I can find some truth. If something is being censored, now I'm like, there's going to be some truth there. Like, why are they shutting that down? We should be able to make choices for ourselves, but they don't want us to. So, with all of this information that you have had this awakening for what, the past 10 years now, how would you say that your daily life has changed?
Well, I mean, it's waking me up to a lot of things. I mean, it led me down the electroculture journey, which is what kind of started everything. Understanding of the gigantic foods and everything we can do with copper and things. It's really just led me down different rabbit holes to kind of like relieve stress. And I know that sounds crazy, because if you found out the truth, you would sit there and think, well, that's going to make you more stressed. Well, actually, you start to learn that there's counters and solutions to everything. And that's where I started to realize that we can counter all of these things, and it comes with knowledge and awareness. So it's really changed my way of looking at things, because I sat there and thought, okay, well, if you're going to mess with the weather, then I'm going to make some cloud busters. I'm going to look into the work of Trevor James Constable. I'm going to start doing etheric weather engineering on my land, and I can counter what you're doing up in the sky. So it really started to make me realize that there are solutions for everything, and then we don't have to sit in fear. Because as a collective, when we are all awake and aware of the nonsense that's taking place, things change, and that's where I think the coolest part of this is that we have the platforms now, like me and you just speaking and being able to meet and speak and all of these things. We have platforms now to connect. Back in the day, so people are aware, with the newspaper and the radio, it was all owned by the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. So any information which came out only came out from two different sources, and that's it. So nobody could see another side. And this has kind of led to all this information coming out, the land of information, because now, people can share the message all over the world. And this is the beauty. You cannot censor the truth, that's for sure. And that's what it's kind of been me realizing in the last 10 years. And only more and more people are going to be coming forward towards the truth because of this, because people are kind of sick of it, and you can tell.
Yeah, you absolutely can tell. I feel like there was a huge awakening, especially in 2020, with people seeing past the matrix, this facade that we're talking about, and being like, hey, I'm sick of living like this. I'm sick of being sick. I'm sick of being lied to. And so they are transforming their daily lives, like you mentioned, of coming out of stress and just changing things to align that make them feel better. And I want to ask, because you talk about all these different health things. So drinking from copper, you got your copper glasses, you even have your depression glasses, yep, that you're drinking from, and you're talking about the health benefits. So if there was one health practice that
you have learned about and you do in your daily life now that you could continue on with? Only one. What would you choose?
The biggest one is connecting with nature. I mean, if I'm going to go with anything, I love to sit in nature, feed the chipmunks, feed the birds and everything else. But nature is important. We spend a lot of time on technology. We got devices that are people got devices attached to their heads and wrist things and all kinds of smartwatches and other kinds of nonsense that they don't need. But people are way too connected at times, and they need to be connected with nature. Nature is just sitting out there calling, waiting for people to be connected to it. And I would say spending time with nature is the best way to keep your mind sharp. You're connecting to the Schumann resonance, the 7.83 cycles per second, which are very healing, and you're connecting to nature, which is very important because we need to pay attention. We can sit here and I can tell you about all the crazy stuff with the weather and everything else, but if we also don't pay attention to the land and everything around us, then things begin to suffer. So, I see that through my journey and spending a lot of time in the desert and doing a lot of hiking. And being in nature, it's really just part of what keeps us, moving. And we're, like I said, kind of disconnected with a lot of stuff because of all of the bombardments of notifications and pingings and all of those things. So the best thing people are meant to do, go out into nature. You don't need any devices. Turn off all your notifications and sit there and spend some time in it and see how you feel. Because I guarantee you'll feel like a new person after you do that.
I completely agree with you, and I have a testament on that is when springtime comes around and the snow's not on the ground, when I barefoot ground, I'm outside on my homestead barefoot all like majority of the day. I sleep so good. I feel better. Like you mentioned, my mind's more sharp. So there is something with our energy and the earth's energy, just like you mentioned. So I would suggest too, everybody like ground barefoot. Like you mentioned, with this disconnect with our phones and all this technology, I feel like it's on purpose. Like they built in this disconnect system because it makes us sick, and we really can't get back to our roots if we are not out making these active changes. And so, with all of these things that we have discussed and what you have going on your social media, have you ever been censored?
So I've been deleted and censored multiple times. My Instagram was deleted when I first put up an ad of all the professionals telling everybody to take the experimental shots, during the whole 2020. I put all of the professionals side by side and I showed all of them saying the exact same thing because they were all reading a script. And when I did that, I also put together all the other times through the past back to 1791 when they've been putting injections into people. And I showed all of those and I put it all in a timeline, and my page was completely wiped at 70,000 followers. And then TikTok didn't like me too much because I was showing the benefits of borax. I was talking about how sunscreen is dangerous. I was talking about how they're augmenting the weather and a lot of whole things related to how to heal, and they didn't really like that. And then YouTube, I got taken down off of YouTube for talking about the solutions to the big C. And then also related to diabetes and how diabetes is related to electricity and radio frequencies because it's cooking the pancreas. So all of those topics were dangerous according to the system. And every time I would back something, I always put the sources. I don't mind. I'll give you the books, the PDFs, the documents, everything. I don't mind. I'll put everything out there. So it's interesting because they were telling us 2020, trust the science and that whole thing. But it's like you're picking and choosing. You're cherry picking the information in which you want to present and not allowing the other side to show. So, yeah, I've gone through quite a lot. That's why I started moving to Telegram and then even Twitter as well. I started moving over there. And then Instagram got so crazy because I exposed the other side of World War II. And they actually threatened to remove my account at one time because I was talking about the documentary Europa, The Last Battle. And they were saying that that was hate speech. And I sat there and thought, how does showing just another side of something be considered hate speech? And that's the thing is, when I was going through all of these things, we should have the right to see every side. Every angle should be allowed to be seen. And if they're censoring one side, it makes me wonder, well, I'm going to go look at the other side. And so, yes, I've gone through my fair share of different types of censorship, even to a point when they censored my accounts on Instagram. My internet was being disabled and I couldn't log on to the internet. And I actually had to call up my ISP and ask them, what's the deal? And they said, we're not doing anything. We have no idea. And I sat and thought, oh, wow. So this can go to a whole nother level of censorship in which I didn't even realize. And I was testing different devices. I was testing different cords, different everything, because I hardwire everything. Still nothing. And I thought, wow, okay, this is another side of censorship in which we don't see. And it probably only happens once you strike a nerve in the truth. And that's what I guess I was doing.
Wow. So that my mind is blown that they actually came for your internet. And I know some people may think you're a conspiracy theorist for saying that. Like, well, it's just coincidence. I absolutely know that you are speaking the truth. I would not put that back past the system because, like you're saying, you were striking a nerve. That is so just mind-boggling and shows the extent that they will go to. I actually have a friend who was able to capture two sons on their old iPhone. And they were doing that, taking pictures and videos. And then all of a sudden, their phone just bricked, just gone. Yep. So there really is no limit to silencing. And like you're saying, with when we said with Google earlier, if one side is being censored, why? What's going on? We have a right for truth, don't you think?
No, I completely agree. And even with my phone, I can't just use like the data and use Instagram. It doesn't work. It just says there's no internet connection. The only way I can actually connect to Instagram is if I hardwire, which is what I do. But if I've ever tried before to try to use the data, it just says no Instagram connection or no internet connection. And this is where like people don't realize that they can do things with this. Like these devices have back doors. And back in, because we were talking about it, back in about 2017, me and my buddy used to have a whole bunch of conversations on the phone, and our phones used to get turned off, and they would be disabled for about an hour. His phone would get shut off too. And we always used to make a joke about it because obviously there's something going on. Something is being said. And this is just a phone call. This is no social media. This is before I even made videos and everything else. This is just people having phone calls. So, people should be aware, like you said, that the access to these devices, there is a backdoor on these things, and they can censor to a higher level. And there's even been friends I've had where, even back during 2020, they were going after their bank accounts, doing things with their bank accounts because they were telling people, don't put this stuff into your body. And then these banking systems, I forget which ones it was, but they were saying that that's going against their terms. And it's like, how does this conversation over here go against your terms of finance on this side? And that's, just things people should be aware of as well, because there's always the other side, that's not talked about.
Oh, absolutely. I think people should be aware, like you're saying, the back door on the phone. I always operate my technology as like knowing that it could be accessed at any time, it could be shut down at any time. Like to have that self-awareness, I feel like is important to operate in 2025 if you're going to be using technology. But like you just said, that added layer of even affecting someone's bank account, people need to see that we live in a matrix system, really. Like every aspect of our life is controlled. And that really starts with our birth certificate. That's a conversation for a whole nother day. But I can't even, well, I can. So banking, were they like blocking their credit cards, that sort of thing, making it
They were blocking all access to their bank accounts, and then they were also blocking their ability to do any transactions on their website.
okay.
So I believe it was Stripe. I think that was one of them. That was the one that they changed their policies back in 2020. So they were one of the ones that were saying that if you go against the policies, you can no longer have transactions done on your website based on our policies. And it's interesting too, because they're against a lot of health products, like just health products, like superfoods and things like you do with tallow and things like that as well too. So, this is where you sit there and go, oh, okay, well then how does business take place? And what it does is it forces people into the crypto situation, which is another agenda. So you're now moving people, you're making it difficult on this side to force them into this crypto spot, and then they don't have any fees, but then now you're forcing them into that system. So, it's yeah, when you get into the whole money situation, and it all dates back to the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds with the control over the Federal Reserve, you see what plans are trying to take place. Now, there has became a lot of resistance on the other side where people have opened up. ways for people to do transactions, all different types of websites, all kinds of things. So I'm very thankful for that. But there was this little, I would say, rough patch where they were trying a lot of things, but thankfully humanity was against it. So that's the good news.
That is good news. And I guess thinking about the bank issues with your friends and what censorship you've gone through, it's almost as if when you strike that nerve of money, right? Like when I started talking about sunscreen, oh, I got banned on TikTok. I got fact checked into oblivion. And what's so interesting is I went and checked the fact check. I was like, who's fact checking me? Like, what resources are they citing? Their sources were funded by Johnson and Johnson, who is like a huge sunscreen player. So it's so easy to follow the money, but I feel like people are so conditioned to the trust the science, right? So they don't look further past the goalpost. They're happy being in like a corral. They never look over the fence and say, hey, who's fact checking over here? So when you start hitting that nerve, kind of sounds like you, your friends, they come for you. And they are not light about it. But in regards to the pharmaceutical industry, what is one of the most shocking things you've learned about the pharmaceutical industry?
So this is a big one. You know, every division under the medical system is all one. So it's all separated into different ones. So you have all these different types of, you know, professionals. You have all these different things like skin and hair, nails, whatever organs. It's all broken down into all these things. So you got all these specialists. You go into the hospital, you have all these specialists, you have all these different floors, each one's engaging in different things. Then you have all these different subdivisions of those. And then you have the situation with the big C, the cancer, you know, that one and that whole situation. And that's all owned by the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. And the most mind-blowing thing was what I read in Murder for Injection by Eustace Mullins. And he talked about that they pay people to walk for the cure for cancer in these parades to get you involved to donate for the walk for the cure. So you're walking amongst people who are being paid to walk next to you so that you donate to a company, a big monopoly that already knows all the solutions and they just don't give people solutions. But it was the most mind-blowing thing when I read that because I thought, oh my gosh, you know, all these protests that are always taking place, they pay people for protesting. So then you think about this and go, wow, this whole system. And when I broke it all down through Eustace Mullins' work, he said every single thing was all owned by the Rockefellers and Rothschilds. So no matter what specialist, no matter who you go to, this, you know, this doctor, that, whatever, this, whatever, that, they're all owned under the same thing. And I sat there and thought, wow, it's the illusion of choice. You go to this different one, then you're like, oh, I'm gonna go to that other one. And you have this illusion of choice, but you're actually not having a choice because the only, you know, solution that they're giving you is going to poison you and make you worse over time. So that you keep coming back until you're usually 6 feet into the ground. So, you know, this is it's those two books of Secrets of the Federal Reserve and Murder by Injection really blew my mind because I understood the control factor. Like I understood that we can't, you know, talk about solutions and things like that. I understood all of that, but I didn't realize that it's been a monopoly since about 1913, and they've been just owning everything. And any person who gets approved into the medical system, they are owned pretty much. They have to go through a certain paperwork. They have to have certain amounts of, you know, of schooling, which is brainwashing them on pills and surgery and radiation. You know, it pretty much gets to this whole point where you go, well, then if you have only had 4 hours of nutrition and 10 years of school, how are you going to help me? And this is where my journey of waking up happened at 27 years old. I remember I went to this professional. And I sat down with him, and he was telling me that I was getting older. It was genetic, and it was, you know, get the whole getting older thing. And I started sitting there thinking, going, "I'm 27 years old. What are you talking about? Like, I should be healthy as an ox. There's no reason that it should be genetic, and you're getting older and whatever." And so what I realized is that day they just wanted to strike the insurance. That's it. And my insurance was about to end. You know, because I had the really great insurance through my dad at that time, and they were just trying to swipe that, and it just kind of blew my mind. And I sat there and thought, you didn't even give me any solutions. You just like poisoned me and tortured me and asked to do some weird procedures. So, you know, I sat there and thought, I'm over this. And then I started reading those books, you know, fast forward 10, 15 years later, reading the books and going, oh my gosh, you know, this is crazy. And that's what we have to be aware of. You know, we're being tricked. Like this whole system is tricking us to remove us from our natural connecting to nature, herbs, the natural way, and replacing it with poisons. And we cannot poison our body to be healthier. It makes absolutely no sense. But the walking for the cure thing was the most mind-blowing thing I've ever thought, because I thought, this is crazy. So you would never even know. You're walking with, let's say, 1,000 people, and there 900 of them are all actors. So that's pretty nuts.
That's like the word that's popping in my mind is that's like fraud. Like, what are they do? Well, we know what they're doing. It's one big business and they're just generating a ton of money. But I liked what you said is like, you can't poison yourself into health. I sit and think of like the radiation and chemotherapy, and it makes me so sad because that's what those doctors are trained for, right? They're in the Rockefeller systems, their schools are already bought and paid for. So they are learning the indoctrination, and it's never really to help people. It's just to keep people sick. And that makes me upset. And then also too, with the pharmaceutical industry, they sell organs. Like when a woman gives birth, they will take the placenta because they've convinced women like, oh, you don't need the placenta, even though every mammal in nature will eat the placenta. It's really beneficial. And then they sell it for upwards of like $50,000. And you're like, what is going on? There's like this other back door, and they're selling other body parts for the skincare industry. And sunscreen is actually causing cancer. So if you got sick today, how would you treat yourself?
So I would just go out and sit in the sun. That would be number one. And if you can't sit in the sun, you could get a quartz light bulb and you could sit in front of that. That's one option so that you could get the UV spectrums. Then I would drink a lot of sea salt and I would eat a lot of ginger, organic, and I would also have a lot of lemon. And that's pretty much it. And I would just eat and drink that until I feel better. Now you can also add a little garlic in there if you would like, and just eat some cloves of garlic and wrap yourself up, you know, in a nice wool blanket or cashmere or hemp or linen, whatever it may be. Cover yourself, keep yourself warm, you'll be good in 24 hours. And that's what I started to realize. Like, we're just out of balance. We have an electrical imbalance when we are ill, and that's all it is. And that's why, whenever people are sick, they always eat chicken noodle soup. It's like, why? Because there's all the salt in there, and then you got bone broth and the chicken and the noodles and all these things. But it's like, you're just trying to bring it back to balance. And so, you know, healing is simple, I've realized. And it's just been overcomplicated because they've given people 10,000 different diseases and names, which make no sense. And then people are so confused because instead of just telling them they're lacking salt and they're dehydrated, you know, you're not sick, you're thirsty. Instead of saying that, they tell them they got 10,000 names and they just confuse them. And then they can't figure out the root cause. But just simple sea salt, lemon, ginger, and garlic fix you up. Out for pretty much anything.
So those are incredible remedies, everything you mentioned. And I see you talking about your pearl powder and sharing testimonials a lot online. Like, what do you have to say for pearl powder and what you're doing with that?
So pearl powder is pretty magical. And I went down this whole rabbit hole back in about 2023. And this was on the eyesight situation because in my family, they always say your eyesight gets worse. This is at least what I've been told. And you always get thicker and thicker glasses, which I realize act as crutches over time. And then you get these thicker and thicker glasses till they're so thick you can't even see through them. And then you're blind, you know? So I was like, this doesn't seem to be the correct way to go, you know? And here's another one. They're never addressing the root cause, which is you're not training the eyes or you're not feeding them. Or you're blocking too much of the UV spectrum from the windshields and glasses and things like that. So when I started looking at pearl powder, I found this professional. She was using pearl powder with her patients who had cataracts. And she had about 100 patients who had cataracts. And when she started giving them pearl powder and having them rub it topically on their eyes and consume it daily, after about 6 to 8 weeks, about 60 to 70% of her patients' cataracts were resolved. And I sat there and thought, okay, if this can actually happen, then this is remarkable because I've never heard of eyesight getting better. I always heard it's getting worse, your eyes get whatever, then they cut you open and they put plastic in your eyes and whatever. So I sat there and thought, if this works, this is going to be remarkable. So we launched Pearl Powder. It goes absolutely bananas. I've been consuming it and eating it every day. And we've had testimonials galore of just healing the eyesight, reversing glaucoma, reversing cataract. And they're going back points. And this is where I was like, okay, this is mind blowing. Then people who couldn't see color started seeing color and were diagnosed as nearly blind. So I've started to realize that we are self-regenerating beings. We just have to address the root cause and bring in the right nutrients. And so with Pearl, what you're doing is you're bringing in selenium carbonate, you're bringing in magnesium carbonate, and you're also helping to feed the spleen pathway. And what I realize is when you start to understand the meridians of our body, and when you address the meridians of the body begins to heal. And Pearl, it also contains structured water. So you have the feeding of the meridians, you have the structured water, and you have all these beautiful trace minerals, which are from nature and from an animal as well, too, because it's a pearl is an animal. So then you're bringing in that, and you start to heal. And so what I realize is once we just address what we are trying to heal and understand that pathway and feed that pathway, it can regenerate. And we've just been taught the opposite because you get into dermatologists, which are owned by the Rockefellers. They prescribe petroleum products, alcohols, all these things that you're placing all over your skin, which are going into your body, causing more issues, things that don't even make sense. And then the eye professional, when I was looking at the device that they use to check your eyes, they put that thing over your eyes to see what your eyes are. There's an old device called the stereoscope. And it's a device in which you could see 3D. It's the same thing where you would click and the pictures would change. That device trains your eyes. So when you think back in the 1900s, when people had healthy eyes, it's because not only were they feeding them the proper foods, but they were also training them all the time. And we've just stopped doing that and we've used these glasses as crutches and it makes no sense. But Pearl has been crazy and that's why we have three versions of it because it just goes bananas. That's for sure.
So three versions. What are your three versions?
So we have the capsules, and then we have their 60 gram pearl powder, which is just the pure pearl powder, and then we have our 200 gram pearl powder. So we have our bulk, the big pearl. And the reason we did that was because the fact that I wanted to be able to have as much as you can for it. Because a lot of times when we're first using something, you might only use a little bit and then go, oh, it worked, it didn't work, whatever else. But when you can use it for your hair, your skin, your nails, your teeth, your eyes, all these purposes, then it also, in my opinion, helps replace a lot of the industries which are poisoning us. Because that's what I realized too, like everything you put into into your mouth, whether you brush your teeth, everything that you put on your skin, everything you're putting into your hair, everything that you're putting into each thing is also impacting your health. And a lot of these companies, like we were talking about, are all disguised as different companies, but they're all under one monopoly. And so they're trying to get us with this poison, but we can resolve that by doing a lot of DIY, which I'm all big on, people making their own things and DIYing things and going from things from scratch. So that's the pearl in a nutshell.
No, that is absolutely amazing. So I see the testimonials that you share of people talking about with their eyes. Correct me if I'm wrong, did I see somebody share about using it on cysts as well?
Yes, so the reason being is because that's the iodine that you're getting with the pearl powder. And when we're lacking iodine, we start to develop cysts and tumors. There's a great book, The Iodine Crisis, which I highly recommend everybody check out. But it's the most mind-blowing book because every cyst and tumor is just lack of iodine. And I get hundreds of messages usually when I talk about that because especially ladies are suffering from cysts and tumors, and it's because they're just lacking iodine. What happened is in about the 1970s, the US government took iodine out of the foods and switched it with bromide. And bromide is the same stuff they put into pools, which causes a whole bunch of health issues. So what happened is as they did that switch, the iodine went away, the bromide went up, and then the bromide started causing all these cysts and tumors. So with the simple, you could take a little bit of, you could take some organic castor, you take a little bit of pearl, you can rub it right on that area so that you can help address that. You can also eat it. And then if you want to take it a step further, you can even look into Lugol's iodine or even Dr. Ed on Global Healing. He has a liquid iodine too. You can look into them as well. And I try to give sources for everything because I want people to have access to the information rather than me just sitting here telling it. There are solutions, you know, and that's what I think is important.
I love that you said that there are solutions because we've been brought up in a system where, I mean, I went to public school and I went and got a university degree that's completely worthless. Like, but you're so indoctrinated to think that it's just the system or the dermatologists or the ophthalmologists that have the answers. And I remember listening to a podcast where it was an optometrist, and he was talking about how you could heal your eyes and the training, and he would go to these conferences. And the other optometrists would come to his booth and say that he was crazy for saying that you could heal their eyes. And he was like, I'm not wearing glasses. You are. So I feel like this all goes back to breaking out of the matrix and seeing that, like you said, you can DIY solutions. Would you say, too, that your pearl powder goes hand in hand with the dragon's blood? I know.
Yes, I definitely would. So dragon's blood is an ancient tree sap, and this is where turpentine and maple syrup come from. You know, when people get into that whole thing and how beneficial those two are for you, you have the pine trees and the beautiful maple syrup. That's delicious. But dragon's blood is tree sap, and it works really well at healing the skin. It's the highest antioxidant food on the earth, and its auric value is 3 million. So chaga is 50,000, blueberries is 10,000. Dragon's blood is 3 million. So when it comes to repairing the body, pulling heavy metals out of the body, repairing the skin, we had a lot of people where they had horrible eczema, like horrible eczema for years. And they started using the dragon's blood. Within 30 days, the eczema was gone. And it was mind-blowing because I realized that they used to use dragon's blood. They would put it on the skin and use it as a band-aid. That's how they would heal people in South America. They'd put dragon's blood on there when you had a wound, and it would completely heal. You could also use it on scars. They will help regenerate scars because this is, I never thought you could even get rid of a scar. They always say like shea butter or whatever, but I thought there can it completely be reversed, and dragon's blood can actually do that. And then the other one that really blew my mind was that it pulls the heavy metals out of the body, which when you get into the whole, you know, parasite situation that people are always talking about, you just have heavy metal overload. And when we pull those metals out, the body begins to heal. And also the skin and every other part of the body begins to heal too. So they do work synergistically hand in hand. And that was another one where I was like, this is going to be remarkable. You know, if this can heal this way, and the studies that I was researching and things on animals and dogs and cats and all these things, I was like, this is crazy. This is one of the oldest superfoods on the earth, and we don't even talk about it. And that's where, like you said, you know, we've been brought up in a system to just make us believe one way. And I just started going, there's got to be another solution. And there always is. And the more we look into it, the more we can find. And so those two have been just going bananas, I would say, for the last 2 years since we launched it. And that's just because we're addressing the root cause, which is usually just a nutritional issue or a meridian that we're trying to turn back on.
I think that's amazing. And like you mentioned, we aren't taught these. We aren't talking about dragon's blood or pearl powder or tallow or whatever natural solution in school. We're just taught this, oh, you go to the doctor, you get a prescription, you get a steroid, you go get glasses. And so I feel like that's dangerous because then that goes on to the next generation. Like somewhere there was a reset, right? And then all the information was controlled. And then now we're just propagating and passing it on to the next generation. But there's people like you and I who are saying, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to heal our eyes. We're going to heal our skin. And I have a similar story too with tallow. My dad, he had such bad eczema. So it was just, he was self-conscious of going out in public. And he sent me what prescription he was on. And I started looking into it. And I realized that the topical steroid cream that he was on, when you stop taking it, you get withdrawals that were high chance of withdrawals that are going to be even worse than your original eczema or whatever skin ailment you had. And if you look into those withdrawals, like, I mean, your body is just completely detoxing. It's so bad. And I said, no, like, I'm going to find you another solution. This is not it. And that's where I stumbled upon tallow and it healed his eczema. And I get emotional talking about it because he was self-conscious about going out in public. So it's really, it was a really personal story for him, and it launched what I do as well is tallow and helping people with their skin. And I get messages, and somebody even wrote me today. They're like, I'm in tears because This also helped me with my eczema. I had it so bad. And so it's just amazing to be able to put this information out there to say, hey, you have other solutions besides these toxic pharmaceutical money-making horrible industries that just want to keep you sick. So I love what you are doing. Just absolutely love it. You sorry, it's just making me emotional just thinking about all the people who struggle and they don't know that there are other options out there for them. So I'm very grateful for you for sharing what you do, for sharing your information, like you said, citing sources and getting that out there, even if you're censored sometimes.
Well, I'm happy to put that out there, and I think that the tallow thing is really important because I've gone down the tallow rabbit hole myself. You know, I put tallow all over my skin. I cook with tallow. I mean, I smell like a hamburger probably 24/7, 365. But I realize like that's important actually. The tallow is like almost identical to our skin. And when you look at, and this is just something for people to look into, go look at how like olive oil and all of these oils, like these seed oils, are made. This is like a huge one. Like they need like 10 million olives to make like this little pinch of olive oil. I mean, it actually makes no sense. I watched this Italian guy and he like swirled this thing and he's like, okay, this is what we have. And I'm like, wait a minute, what? Like, that's all you got? So how did you get a big bottle now? You know, and that's where it started making me go, what happened if all this stuff is cut with something? You know, maybe there's other things in here. And as I started to explore tallow and putting it on my skin, I started noticing like this is amazing. It feels so silky. Like it just feels like how my skin should be. Then I decided to get soap with tallow because that's how they used to wash themselves back in the day. They had little soaps with tallow and they used distilled water and lye, which is one they tell us to stay away from, another rabbit hole. But they tell us to stay away from that. And that's how they made soap, tallow soap. And you can use tallow soap with essential oils if you wish or whatever. But the whole tallow thing has been a life-changing thing for myself because I was always under the impression, you know, you use these butters and mango butters and shea butters and then, you know, these oils and whatever you're cooking with. And even if you cook with, you know, let's say the organic olive oil, whatever, it just never made any sense. And what I noticed was when I started cooking, wearing tallow, showering in tallow, all these things, I started to notice that my sense of smell changed. Anytime I would smell, like, let's say an oil which was cooked anywhere, even a restaurant, store, whatever it may be, it smells horrendous, like absolutely horrible. And those are the fumes which are coming off, which people are consuming all the time. So, you know, it was just a simple change. And I decided, why not? Because I always had issues with my skin. Like my skin, I'd turn into like just withering away and whatever, shedding all the time. And I always tried all these different products and these things, and people would tell me, oh, this is going to be the next, you know, greatest thing since sliced bread. And they'd have some organic bottle. Simply tallow. Like I just get Arizona tallow. It's literally comes in a tub, and I just put it on my skin and I cook with it, and that's it. And I realize that's how simple healing should be. You know, once again, we're too overcomplicated and too many names and terminology that make no sense, but we just stick to the basics. So I'm happy that the tallow could help your dad. And I think that's really important because, you know, when it comes to health, we should help our family because they're the closest people to us. They might not always listen to you, that's for sure, usually because they're stubborn, but they are the closest people to us. And we should start with that because if we start that way, we can also then extend that to all of our neighbors and family and friends and all those people around us. And I think that just providing one solution, if someone can do anything today, you know, from this podcast alone, it's just try something new. Try looking at it from a different side and try something new and see how you feel. And if you got skin issues, there you go, tallow, or you could even do some dragon's blood, whatever it may be.
Yeah, could mix them together, right? And that'd be like the ultimate skincare hack. As I'm sitting there too, thinking how you said your sense of smell changed when you started cooking with tallow, using tallow. That made me think of how when I stopped eating processed junk food. So I grew up in the Matrix, okay? I'm honest about it. And me and my friends, we ate the processed junk food. Like the school hallways were lined with the junk food, the chips and the pop and everything. So when I finally stopped eating that way and I started to embrace like an ancestral diet of meat and raw milk, all that food became unappetizing, doesn't smell good like you're saying. And I mean, I haven't had some in a while, but the last time I had any, I was like, this tastes like poison. Like literal poison. Have you exp well, you experienced it with your smell, but have you experienced that too with your taste and food and
So back in the day when I was a kid, I used to walk to McDonald's and get a double quarter pounder only ketchup with cheese. So, I know the order exactly what it was, and with a large French fry and then maybe a Coke or 20 piece chicken McNugget. And I ate that all the time. And I actually watched even my grandma eat that, and her health started to decline because of eating the fast food. And that was it. She just stopped cooking from scratch, and then her health began to decline. But yes, now when you look at things like that, things that don't even age because a McDonald's hamburger doesn't seem to age, it doesn't look like food and it doesn't smell like food. And I think, what people don't realize is the flavoring agents that they use for these products is a big rabbit hole. You go into HEK293, which is aborted fetus cells putting into the flavors so that people become addicted to these foods, and then they do a whole bunch of other weird stuff to it. So, what's happening is they're using flavoring agents to get people addicted. Then they're changing the smells and doing all these things to make them addicted. But once you break away, like you said, going to an ancestral diet, paleo, carnivore, whatever it may be, and you start going back to your roots, you can see and smell the difference, And if somebody would say, "Here, do you want to eat this?" I'd just say no. Like I'm good. I got my own food. I'd rather fast, actually. Because there's no reason to bring these poisons into our body. And once you start, going back to cooking from scratch, eating organic, being aware of what you're putting into your body, you will see a dramatic shift. And this is why people should do these changes for a while. Eat all organic and cook from scratch for 3 months, see how you feel. And then, if you wish, go to your favorite restaurant and see how it feels to eat that. And I guarantee you'll feel sick and you'll have a stomach ache and a headache and you'll feel like you're hungover. So, even for me back in the day, I participated, did it all. I used to wear Axe body spray all over my body, all the cool things that people were doing and whatever. But I realized that that's all just different forms of poison. And they use marketing to make us believe that we need this stuff. But in reality, you could just get some organic essential oils, put that on your neck if you wish. Or even just some different flowers if you want it or whatever. But it's like, it's crazy. And it's all to just keep us in this distraction. Because what's happening is we're poisoning our bodies from 20 different angles. So we can't find the root cause. So it's important to just eliminate one thing at a time and see how you feel. And that's what I started doing. I started going, what resonates with me? And what is probably not good for us, that's for sure. And doesn't make a lot of sense. And then as that happened, I started to notice like the sense of smell, the changes, all these things change, and then go, well, I could smell that food from a mile away. And it doesn't smell good. It actually smells horrible in comparison.
I find that fascinating. It's like our senses that we've been disconnected from. I feel like that's a theme that we've been talking about. They disconnect us from our bodies, they disconnect us from nature, but our sense of smell starts to come back and we're like, wow, that doesn't smell right. Our sense of taste starts to come back and we're like, well, that doesn't taste right. So once we get back into tune with our bodies, we really become these powerful beings that I think the system is threatened of, these more awake beings that are aware. You stop drinking the fluoride, you work on your pineal gland. And I just find that fascinating too, because you mentioned like the headaches and how your body communicates. When I used to go to the store back when I was a teenager, I used to love going to the laundry aisle and just smelling the detergents. But I can't even go by that aisle anymore, because if I smell those detergents and all that synthetic fragrance, I get an immediate headache, like immediate. And so, from what you said, and my experience as well, is like being connected with your body is everything, because your body communicates what's going on. And like we've talked about with the DIY, but I know that we have kept this really health focused for the majority of the podcast. And as I wrap up, you have so many subjects that you talk about online that I find fascinating, like the ether and free energy and the underground tube system and so I have one conspiracy theory question for you, and that is, what is it with the bells and healing, or just the bells in general? Because I mentioned the bells one time and how we're told that they were destroyed for World War ammo, and that the real reason might be a bit more nefarious than that. And my comments blew up. People wanted to know more. My messages were blowing up. What is it with the bells?
So if we hit on first the scented products that you just mentioned, Febreze has a patent to disable your sense of smell to make you buy more product. So while you were in that aisle, and that's what was happening. So they disabled it. So you gotta sniff the laundry detergent two times more to try to get that same dopamine serotonin rush. But anyway, so that's a crazy one. And when I learned that, I thought this is the most this stuff should be illegal. But anyways, when we go into the bells, because that's another topic, but when we go into the bells, this is a big one. All of the bells being removed from our realm. And this happened after World War II. When you see the people in the pictures with the bells, they're not Germans. You don't see Germans in the pictures of the bells. You see the people after the war, the winners of the war. So those are the people who are removing the bells. Now, there's a couple things with the bells. Number one, when bells would ring and people would pray together in a group, they would get rid of a storm. When a storm was coming, they would ring the bells and they would begin to pray and the storms would go away. So now this is something. If you think about weather modification, which has been taking place for a long period of time, the cathedrals and these bells were actually places to counter what was going on because it's been going on for a very long period of time. These buildings are very old. They're definitely not in the dates that we've been told. That's another one as well. So the bells were number one, they could get rid of the storms. Secondly, when the bells ring, they can heal the body. So what happens is when they ring those bells, there's a frequency from that brass, the bronze, the copper, the gold that was in those bells. There's a resonance that comes from that, and that would begin to heal the body and heal the town. Now, instead of bells today, we have cell phone towers, which actually do the opposite. And in a lot of cathedrals, they've removed the bell and put a cell phone tower at the top, which doesn't seem too healthy, that's for sure, for people getting together, on the week and things like that. So with the bells, you have that. Now, the third part of the bells is you have parts that talk about how it would get rid of weirdos, which I thought was really interesting. They would ring the bells to get, they were sounding the alarm that people were trying to come in, bad people or bad omens, and they were trying to come in and they would deter those. And the fourth part of the bells is that it would boost plant growth. All the plants in the area, it would help elevate the terrain so the plants would all go crazy. And all the gardens around the cathedrals were always very beautiful because they actually had copper connected up to the bell. So that was one. Your fifth one, if you have a little orb below the bell, it could be filled with mercury. When the bell rings, the mercury would spin, creating free electricity for the whole town. And then the last one that you're looking at is when those bells would ring, they would start to, we were going into healing. But sorry, and the last one with that, I messed up. The last one with that, you have to look at the bells that they have language on them. And this was one part that kind of blew my mind. When you look at these pictures of these old bells, there's lots of ancient languages on these bells. And the reason that they got rid of those bells is because that language is showing us something different of the old world. I found old Italian, old French, old Spanish. All these different languages, which were broken off and have been removed, many people don't speak them anymore. They were all on those bells. So, what it does is it tells a different narrative to the story. For example, if the Rockefellers and Rothschilds owned things, things would be imbued on that bell, and you'd have a story on that bell from going back into the old world. Because when I collect books now, they always say the old world races, the old world photos. Now we're in the new world, which is without the bells. So when you get into the whole thing with the bells, it's a mind-blowing thing because that beautiful frequency that's coming off of that also deters all the weirdos and the bad omens and these things that are coming in, and they would harmonize things. So there's a lot of reasons in which they got rid of them, but it's been mind-blowing because the whole thing about, they got rid of them for ammo and whatever, it's like it doesn't make a lot of sense, and that's why we should question everything and start looking into collecting bells or putting up wind chimes or bringing back sound frequency to our land because that can help elevate. And there's a great book on that topic, Sound of Music and Plants by Dorothy Redilek. And she actually played classical music for her plants and they'd grow 2 to 3 times the size. When she'd play rock music, they would perish. Now, the only plant that would thrive with rock music was marijuana. So it was a mind-blowing thing related to sound and how bells and sound all are interconnected.
And how you never learn that in school. And something interesting that I would add on to the bells that I was just reading about is back when, bells were the norm and a part of the city, they were referred to almost as like living beings. They had ears, they had tongues, and they would even get in trouble if they would chime at the wrong time. So that was making me think, like, was there some like extra force where they were living in a sense? And I too am also collecting old books, and I have this book. It's The Travels of Marco Polo, the first edition, and it goes over, it talks about the bells in there, and there's a city that's depicted with these massive bells throughout it. And so you're just like, why did they get rid of the bells? And then I also think when I refer to they, the system, whoever's controlling the narrative, they will tell you through movies and art of truth. And I think of like Spider-Man 3 or something. In order for him to get rid of Venom, what'd he do? He went to the church bells and the bell rang and it got rid of this nasty life force, like you're saying, gets rid of like the bad omens or whoever was coming that was bad. And I find that so fascinating because people might not think that the bells tie into what we talked about today. The bells definitely tie into it because it's about us being lied to. We're in a new world that has completely been overrun, like you've mentioned the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds multiple times, and has been bought out. So thank you so much for sharing about your knowledge on the bells. People are going to find that so fascinating.
No, I'm happy to share about it. And it's been a rabbit hole. All of these have been rabbit holes because you have to look through different sources. Even with the language thing on the bells, I started zooming in on the pictures because there's not many. And I started going, oh my gosh, there's so many languages on here. And the other part, too, that you just said with the bells is that some of the largest bells weigh 500,000 pounds. I mean, this is mind blowing to think that there's a bell in Russia that allegedly fell off a building. That's what they say. And weighs 500,000 pounds. It's mind-blowing to think of the size. And if that thing rang, I could only imagine what it would do. And that's why you always see like the Liberty Bell. It's always got a crack in it. And they would always bring, which is another interesting thing, they'd always bring the cracked bell or the Liberty Bell to the world fairs before the fires and the resets of that area would take place. Almost like taunting the people. They would bring this broken bell, which is broken freedom and broken healing. And that was the other weird part with these is I found all these cracked bells and I thought, why is every bell cracked? And then I thought, oh, okay, it's kind of like the pipe organs. It's one of those things that you got rid of because of the healing properties that take place. So the bells is a wild one, that's for sure.
Yeah, the bells is a wild one. And like you just mentioned, I never thought about that. It is such a symbol of cracked freedom, cracked healing in this new system of, hey, we have a whole health system that is bought out and you're going to be sick and we're going to profit off of it. So I like to think or ponder about the old world sometimes of like, what would it be? I remember growing up and there would be church bells that would ring and it just resonated with me. Like I still remember on those Sundays when it would ring. They don't ring anymore. They've really cracked down on the bells. And what's interesting too is thinking back when I was a kid and I was in school and you're reading this history book, right? Like the history books, the whole school system's bought out by the Rockefellers. But when I would read about like the city fires, like Washington, DC, I remember learning the White House had burnt down and the Detroit fire. And I remember like there was something inside me that was like, it's just doesn't make sense. Why were there all these fires? So, tying into everything we've talked about in this podcast, like our inner selves, our souls, our energy, like I feel like they kind of know. And once you start like scratching at the surface and building yourself up, like truth just becomes apparent.
Yeah, it becomes very blatantly obvious. I went to the cathedrals in New York City. They have the St. Thomas and the St. Michael's Cathedral. One looks like a casino now. They got like LED lights and fake candles and all kinds of other weird things. And the other one, as soon as you walk in, they have the pipe organs playing and it will just touch your soul. And that's what I realized is it will impact all of your cells for about 2 to 3 weeks. So this is why a lot of these cathedrals and these churches and all of these buildings have been changed over time. And then have had pieces removed out of them because those pieces are the parts that heal. You have the stained glass windows, you have the bells, you have the pipe organs, you even have the materials of these buildings, which is all granite. So, like you were saying too, things that catch fire, everything catching fire every year for every 3 months and whatever of stone buildings doesn't make a lot of sense, So that's why it's important to go back. And I think it's really important to go back and look at what you've been told in your school books and see if you see the same thing. It's kind of like watching the moon landing and watching that funny video and then thinking, does this seem true? Because it looks pretty funny when when the president is allegedly calling the moon, and I can't get service when I drive down the street. But that's a different story.
Yeah, the moon landing for sure, and they're out there rovering around. People put their feet into the ground on that one too, but I feel like the more we talk about it, we're talking and tying everything together, that people will be able to wake up, right? The bells will start ringing for them. And I just want to say thank you so much for joining me today. And for my last question, where can people find you?
So you can find me on cultivateelevate.com. That's where we have everything, all of our superfoods. We have on Instagram, we're on Twitter, Telegram, YouTube, Rumble, Odyssey. I try to be everywhere. Once I started getting deleted, I thought, okay, then I will be on every platform possible, and the information will get out there no matter where it goes. And that, I think, is the most powerful thing that we all have, because everybody can be a living testimonial of some solution that they have. And I think that that's really important, because even with the internet, when I was talking about like radium and I went down that whole topic, there was a lady who reached out to me on Twitter who said that her mother suffered from cancer and they used radium to heal her. And they did it in 1902. And I thought, this is the power of the internet, because we have the ability to connect. There are so many memories, there's so much information, there's so much around us. And when we use the internet for the purpose that we can, it can do remarkable things, So I try to be everywhere, but yeah, you can find Cultivate Elevate on anything. And like I said, also look on different search engines, because unfortunately on Google, I don't come up too much, but on all the other platforms, I definitely do.
Hey, well, thank you so much. We appreciate you being here and for your wealth of knowledge like that. That was amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on, and have a happy full moon.
Hey, you too.